Spirit of the winds, breathe in us your hope that we live lives transformed in community. Spirit of God, it is hard to keep hoping to expect transformation in these shortening Advent days. It is hard to be ready for your inbreaking goodness when we see so much oppression and injustice around us. It is difficult to imagine peace when all we see are wars grinding on and conflicts flaring in our world. We think this week of those victims and bereaved families affected by the Yongpyong Island incident on Tuesday, and the heightened tensions now between North Korea and South Korea. United Church partners there call on the global church to pray and offer solidarity and support. The National Council of Churches in Korea urges world governments to transcend self-serving military, strategic, and political interests in favor of reason and diplomacy. Mutual respect and peace with justice are the fundamental interests of the Korean people, and we pray that they may prevail. For all situations of conflict in our world, we yearn, O God, for the inbreaking of your peace. We name the places in our world that hang heavy on our hearts. Help us to hold on to hope and to be persistent in our resistance to the powerful narratives of empire. Give us courage to continue to work on just causes in this community and beyond, and to witness publicly to a transformed way of living. God of our dark days and unknown futures, lift up all those who feel burdened by health concerns, by loss of jobs, by the weight of caregiving, by family heartbreak, by tensions at work, and by the challenge of daily living. Spirit of the wind, breathe in us your hope so that we might be agents of your healing wholeness and reconciliation with each other and with all those who are searching and in need. We especially hold in our hearts today Mark Porteous, Rhea and Ray Whitehead, Lynn Jondreville, Charles Zuber, and others whom we name aloud and in silence. Breathe on us, O God. Spirit of the winds, breathe in us your hope that we live lives transformed in community. We thank you, O God, for this faithful and lively congregation of Trinity St. Paul's, working with others such as those at today's Alternative Gift Fair to prepare for your birth in our city and our world. We thank you for sustaining friendships that sweeten difficult days. We delight in the variety and goodness of partnerships and alliances of two or three gathered together inside and outside the church to act as stars shining forth your love, justice, and peace. We celebrate the ministries of Rhea and Ray and this gift of art that honors them and reminds us of the need for moving beyond in our thinking and in our being Christian disciples. God of our questions and our deep yearnings, hold us in your Advent hope so that we live lives transformed in community. And now let us pray with the church in Liberia and Sierra Leone. God of love, grace, and mercy, by whose word the world comes into being, and without whose guidance we are bereft, we stand in wonder and lift our voices in adoration. Come and make our lands places of hope for us and our children.